Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. And so we come together again in the sacred way. The meeting beyond physicality through this union that we share in a recorded message. Even through the ethers, we are connected in the eternal now moment. So please won't you join me in relaxation. And always when we first come to consider meditation, one of the first stages we want to take is relaxation. And we come to this stage of relaxation with many attitudes. Some days it's easier than others. And some days it seems impossible to find. Some days we take a heavy sigh into it. Finally, I get to relax into my inner world. So always this relaxation is a sort of inner renunciation of the outer world. So let's bring that thought to this moment. I release and let go all outer circumstances, all concerns, all worries, even all my frustrations, I leave them at the door. Closing the door for now to the outside world and opening the door to the inner world. How does that feel for you? And now we join with the breath, very consciously becoming aware of it. And now release all of that breath. Empty your lungs. Double inhale through the nostrils. Hold at the top, squeeze up all of your muscles, and then release. Just one more time. Double inhale through the nostrils. Squeeze it up and release. Now pause for a moment and consider the deep miracle which just happened. Even though it seems like quite a simple thing, you were aware of your physical being engaging every muscle that you could find at that particular time. Holding it, squeezing it by your very own willpower, and then releasing it with a great renunciation. And so what is the attitude behind that? What is your attitude now? Just in a general way. Look at yourself now with your inner eye of discernment. Are you open? Are you closed? Are you neutral? And then whatever that was that you found there, can you even let that be? No judgment of that thought. So you see, right now, we are in a kind of a meditation. And we're going to do a little bit of traveling around today before we meet in the silence together. And remember, the silence is a very, very spiritually active place. The silence is where we hear the deeper voice but it's not always a voice. Often it is simply an inner knowing. And it is where the term knowing God comes from. At this place, there is great rest. Great rejuvenation and ever-flowing life. Ever-conscious, ever-present, ever-new bliss. So when we take a moment to look at our current condition with acceptance, we just get to see where our identification is in that moment in time and space. And when we surrender it with compassionate love, kindness, and understanding, we sort of enter a state of pliability, of malleableness, of openness, and of willingness to receive from a place beyond what we currently know. And so when we enter the silence with this attitude, our very being is a fertile ground in which new seeds can be planted, and thus new life allowed to grow through us into everything that we do when we open our eyes and come back into the physical reality and engage it. We are changed at the essential level. This is no small thing. So you and I coming together here now is so very sacred. The divine encounter, the holy instant, where we realize that I and God, and God and I are one. And here we are simply unified in the great field that gives rise to all of life, the great field that Rumi spoke about, beyond right and wrong, the field of pure awareness, unmanifested potential, and pure possibility. The wisdom that is found here already knows exactly what to do. And it is one of the reasons that we talk about resting in it. Because our little efforter, the part of us that wants to effort so much, can take a rest. And instead of doing, 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 we simply get to be done. So then our earthly life changes, and the effort becomes about allowing this presence more and more. It's kind of a funny paradox, isn't it? We literally try and do nothing. We work so hard to accomplish neutrality, but it's really not hard work. What's difficult is letting go of our current belief system that we are less than. And it is this very baggage that we check at the door. Don't worry, it will be waiting for you when you leave. You can pick it back up if you'd like. And I know all too well myself what that feels like. And we remember the words now of our master teacher. Something like, all those that are heavy laden, bring your burdens to me and I will give you rest. We come to the Christ within us, within you and within me. And we let the soil of our fertile being be worked by the infinite spirit, the living Christ, and the essence of God. Now, isn't that something? So look now within yourself. Where is the energy in your physical being? And wherever you find that to be, lift it up. Bring the energy from low on to high, stopping first at the heart and feeling that expansiveness and the connection to all of life here and beyond the heart field. And then up the spine into the brain to be infused with that beautiful Christ light. And then to rest at the spiritual eye, opening the gateway to infinity, to allow all this to be known to us. Like plugging back into our source to be recharged with that ever new bliss. All right, so let the focus remain at the spiritual eye. And listen with your deeper ears. And I will share a couple of things with you. Helen Keller said that death is no more than passing from one room into another. But there's a difference for me, you see, she said. Because in that other room, I shall be able to see. The things that you and I are blind to in our third dimensional world, we are not blind to in the dimension of spirit of Christ consciousness. But we don't need to experience death in order to experience this other room. For it is here right now, among us, all around us. Charles Fillmore, our Unity co-founder, spoke of this, and I'll share it with you now. In John 4, he quotes Jesus again. Whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. So this speaks not to a faraway place or a person that needs to come to us from afar, but rather of the Christ consciousness right now within us, that when we go to this place, we are given the water of eternal life. So imagine what that feels like now flowing through you, through your being. Charles talks about a few years ago, and he is sharing this, when he was still in his body. He was just about 50 years old, and he said, around this time, I began to get wrinkled and gray. My knees tottered, and a great weakness came over me. I did not discern the cause at once, but I found in my dreams I was associating with old people, and it gradually dawned upon me that I was coming into this phase of race belief. I spent hours and hours silently affirming my unity with the infinite energy of the one true God. I associated with the young, danced with the boys, sang songs with them, and for a time took on the frivolity of the thoughtless kid. In this way, I switched the old age current of thought. Then I went deep down within my body and talked to the inner life centers. I told them with firmness and decision that I would never submit to the old age devil, that I was determined never to give in. Gradually, I felt a new life current coming up from the life center. It was a faint little stream at first, and months went by before I got it to the surface. Now it is growing strong by leaps and bounds. My cheeks have filled out, the wrinkles and crow's feet are gone, and I actually feel like the boy that I am. What a thing. So we consider this. Our ability to draw the life force ever higher and to realize the potential of life within us always. And then last, I'll share with you from Enter the Quiet Heart by Sri Dayamata. Love is the one tribute we can give that is worthy of God. God is attracted to the compassionate heart. He comes to that pure-sighted devotee who relates to him as the one hidden within every form. Think of each person as none other than the Lord Himself, wearing a disguise to see how you will react. Now we contemplate from the higher consciousness that we do this very thing with ourself, condemned by appearances, misunderstand the truth of who and what we are as spiritual beings, and allow thoughts of judgment and inability and even inadequacy to rent space in our daily thinking mind. And so this brings us to our present moment, right here and right now, you and I, not separate. And yet uniquely situated in the world when we open our eyes and go back to our daily lives, we can remember in that moment where the judgment thought tries to come in. We allow the Christ presence to speak to us instead by already having been attuned to it through this practice and through this harmonization that we share right now in this moment. And we hear or feel or somehow understand the direction of that living Christ that reveals the truth of who and what we are, eternal. And so this passing from one room into another is possible in every single moment of our existence. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. So now we call that energy again upwards, even with each breath. Into the spiritual eye, the gate of heaven, the one first eye, where heaven and earth unite, where the vision becomes true, and where we are able to see each other for what and who we truly are, as individual, unique sparks of this living presence. And it is here that all life becomes sacred, and reverence and respect and gratitude naturally arise. God and I and God are one. God and I and God are one. God and I and God are one. And now as you hear my voice, find a word within yourself that you discovered in your silence. One word. And at any time, as you go through your life, that you need to remember, just recite that one word to yourself. This time changes us forever. One true moment spent in divine communion changes us at the core, and we will never be the same. And as we move through our lives, and we more and more choose, like Charles Fillmore just shared with us, he did, as we literally choose to identify ourselves as the Christ consciousness, we are able to transcend limitations beyond what our thinking mind could ever come up with. And then that very same thinking mind becomes infused with divine knowing. And we become able to easily forgive and let go and look for that God presence in every relation, in all my relations. When these meditations are being shared, it opens my heart in a way that I cannot define to you here and now, but it is a sacred union with you that I know is precious beyond words. So from my heart to yours, in the midst of that one heart, deep gratitude, respect, and reverence. And now in all that we choose to do, let us from this point forward go forth with the knowing that this life flows through us. Won't you join me in some affirmation? Everything I need is already within. The Christ Spirit speaks to me. My ears are opened. My eyes are opened. My heart is opened. And my mind is open to receive that beautiful spirit in everything that I do. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Om. Peace. Amen.